dreams like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why's it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light new suede Pumas. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funks made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles, my man. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock. But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
Funky uncles, funky uncles, funky uncles, funky uncles. Coming at you live from 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. Funky uncles, funky uncles, funky.
It's a full tank in the getaway, getaway. So before I break your heart, you should get the engine started. It's nothing like a nice drive in the summertime. Sunshine with the roof on to help you move on. So get a move on, get your mood right, maybe start a new life.
And you're wondering, what's doing, where to go? Tell me not to do it, babe. But I don't feel the same about you anymore.
Don't get caught up loving me. I know it don't make sense. You're perfect on paper, baby, but something's missing.
Don't get caught up loving me.
Girl, I'm no good for you. It has nothing to do with us. It's just another season.
Caught up loving me.
listening to Funky Uncles from WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. And starting things off funky, as we should be, with a little bit of the internet. That was a track that Uncle Zan curated for us. Something's missing. Something.
Something. Forget the E, folks. We don't need it. Something's missing without the E is the name of that track.
You know
what's
missing?
The E. That must have been what it, that was a little play on joke that they did.
I guess so.
And they pulled that one over me because I didn't notice that until you just brought it up. That's very funny. They're witty ones. I've been obsessed with the internet's newest album, Ego Death, for the past 2 weeks. I haven't been able to stop listening, and that song specifically has been the number one track for me. I may play the other track that's been getting to me, and by getting to me in a good way is what I mean, is what
right.
I mean by that. Later in the show, I might save it for next week, but the internet came out with this record. Let me see, when was it? It was last year, but I think it was like in October or something. It was completely off my radar for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
They came to Boston. I missed them seeing them in concert. Joe, we should have gone. We missed it. But next time they come around, wherever I'm at, I'm going to see them. Yeah, so that was a little bit of the internet for you.
Yeah, it was great. This is our first show of the semester, of our last semester. So this is a... We missed the first couple of weeks of the semester, and hopefully we're going to make it up to you right here, right now. We've got a lot of great stuff for you. Probably going to be moving to a different time in the very near future. We're hoping to push things back past safe harbor hours so we can have a little bit more...
A little questionable language on the air.
A little leniency with the freedom of expression, I suppose
right.
you could say.
It's called the FCC is the man, and we're trying to avoid the man if we can.
Trying to stick it to the man to the best of our
That's
ability.
Right. If you're listening, we got our public file. We know where it is if you want to come look for it. Joe, this is our seventh semester on the air.
Yes.
We've been on the air since... It's actually our birthdays coming up.
We should... I actually... I meant to bring that up while we were off the air, but we should seriously consider...
I completely forgot, but that's a great idea. We're actually, any of our listeners, if you're out there, your car, you know, listening in the car, listening online, we're going to be throwing a Funky Uncle's third annual birthday party. We actually haven't had any birthday parties before, so this
right.
will be our first.
Right.
With music curated from Funky Uncles through the years.
That's right.
And it's going to be great.
It's going to be February 22nd, I think, just because I checked it and I marked it on my calendar just to be sure, and I believe February 22nd was the first time that the two of us appeared on air, probably definitely playing some Unknown Mortal Orchestra and the like back
yeah,
in 2013.
I wish we could see the first, you know, set list.
It's there. It's Spinatron
well,
goes
we're
back.
Going to go back. And I think, Joe, what we need to do before, you know, as the time goes on and as May comes around, we need to do like the best of
yeah.
shows. Like look at all the stuff and
yeah,
create
yeah.
mm-hmm. playlists of like
right.
the best we've stuff that we've played that we still listen to today. I think that'd be interesting.
Right. Yeah, that's a good call. It'd also be funny to see if there are some things that stick out as just like...
Like why?
What were we thinking?
What
like,
we
why do we think that was cool?
I kind of don't think that
I feel
there
like
will be.
We probably need a few more years of hindsight
yeah.
before we have that kind it, of
yeah. Because
feeling.
I feel like so much of what we've done, I still am
yeah.
listening to regularly. I think
yeah.
it's really this the stuff I put out. You know, at least you know in the you know at least really at the beginning. I don't know, like some of the recent stuff kind of falls to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
But like the stuff I was playing for the first year and a half, I still listen to all of it.
That's true because we weren't playing it. We were playing new stuff, but like we were, both of us were still like just kind of going into our own archives and seeing
yeah.
what we had in
yeah.
our own archives that had found their way into that vault for a reason.
Right.
So
exactly.
It continues to. Yeah. All right. So keep an eye out for that. We'll be digging back in the archives a little bit. For now, we're going to keep things going with the more recent stuff, though, and I'm going to play a track from Kalayla's Hallucinogen EP, which came out last year to critical acclaim. Once again, you're listening to Funky Uncles. It is 3:10. By the time I get this started, I'm sure it'll be 3:11 here in Medford. Okay, aux one. Here we go.
Giving you vibe is big, the room is small. When I was boxing with Vallejo in Albany Park, it's already dark, and I'm scared of that. Or was it with Hank Dumas in Oakland by the lake, where I openly argued with my fates, coin purse bulging, loincloth bulging? How is it these words are my ointment still? Measuring years by tooth decay and ruthless stratagems played in the game of nights. I would describe myself as the Yoshimitsu of Boyle Heights, most boastful over bowls of rice, like I'm Caesar with the sola. It's just a feeling, really. That being who has her being and pointing at what is. Admittedly, I stare at her fingers, soul. Herein defined as that in which spirit has its being. Soul power. Soul power. Soul power. This is the green horse for rap. I'm putting my money on the green horse for rap. Listen, the beginning is the illusion. It is the iron veil concealing the origin. But here I am with a key. This is protected. Steadfast. Intimate concentration, I've been gathering. Gathering more and more of the less and less. In the wastelands, gathering, waning. In my being, gathering everything's constant intention. That, how did he say, gathered, all gathering, thinking that recalls. That devotional organ, my memory, I remember. The riddle written on my ribcage. The eternal recurrence of the same, the being of all becoming, the hammer and the heaviest thought banged into absurdity. I wasted my life microwaving jalapeno poppers. A love song for whom socks represent eudaimonia. Thank you.
right, well,
you're listening to Funky Uncles WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan.
Sorry, you're gonna have to start that over because
you're listening to WMFO Funky Uncles live on the air from Medford, Massachusetts. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe, and we've got a caller on the line, I believe. Could you please introduce yourself, sir?
Hello.
Did I you know what happened?
There we go. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hey.
There we go.
Who are we speaking with?
So you can call me Kruger. I'm a big fan of the classics. What do you got in that department?
Well, Kruger, we got... is this Diane?
Yeah, this is Diane.
So we got, you know, we got whatever kind of classics, you know, you want. We usually deal in classic vehicles. We got, you know, your classic... what's that called? What's that vehicle called? Bentley. We got Bentleys. Sure. We got your classic Ford hybrids. What do you want, Kruger?
Keep going. I haven't gotten to the classic I wanted yet.
you know, we play the hits. We're really on Funky Uncles. We're all about playing the hits. We play what the kids want to hear.
So I was looking for some business advice. Is this the right number?
Yeah. This is what do you need?
Regarding what?
So I'm trying to start a pumpkin patch and I'm getting a lot of mixed messages, so I was trying to clear that up. Can you help me?
Who are you getting mixed messages from, investors or prospective?
I'm getting a lot of mixed messages. No, I don't want to get into it.
All right.
A lot of mixed messages. The other day, I was down at the shop, and I said, my name's Kruger. A lot of people call me Diane. No relation. And I said, I want to start a pumpkin patch. And you know what they did? They said, that's a great idea. And then later in the day, I said, I want to start a pumpkin patch. And somebody else said, that is a good idea. And I want to figure this out. What can you do?
Since there's some ambivalence. You know, I think it may be because it's a little off season. It's not really the pumpkin patch time of the year. Right. But you do have to realize, Diane Kruger, that the main...
No relation.
You got to think forward. You know, you got to start sowing your seeds early so that when the time comes and the season arrives, you have your pumpkin patch and it's ready.
Well, I'm stomping on dirt now. I'm sitting here stomping on dirt. I'm putting my hand in and it just sort of falls out of the dirt falls from my beautiful hands. And I'm not seeing any pumpkins. So if you could play me a song that could speak to that frustration, I would be in your debt.
You got anything, Uncle Joe, in mind?
The frustration of trying to start a pumpkin patch, dealing with mixed messages, and having the dirt fall through your fingers.
You know, it's not a hard request. So
you're right.
If you don't come up with something, then I'm not going to send my monthly donation into the local ESPN, okay?
All right, we'll think of something.
We don't want that. Kruger. So, hey Kruger, how would you feel if we played a song to buy the time while we mull over your request, and then after the song that we play something to meet your needs? How does that sound?
You know what? I'm going to sit here in my big old comfy chair right in the dirt, and I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to sing it right back to my pumpkins, and they're going to grow.
All right. Kruger, thank you so much for your call.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Always appreciate when the listeners call in. You know, we have listeners from all over the world here at Funky Uncles. We could, because we don't know where they're coming from. They're currently, let's see, how many do we have?
Last I checked, it was four. Now it's
we got
all
three.
The way up
we lost,
to, down to three.
We lost three. We lost a listener.
All right.
So, you know, but, you know, they're from all over the world, probably. And, you know,
those three people are just from everywhere.
They're from everywhere. I have a song by the singer, songwriter, rapper, Anderson .Paak. It's called Put Me Through. And I think it may relate to the pumpkin patch. My father's calling me on the phone, but I'm doing my job here. So I'm not going to pick up. It's called Put Me Through. And it's about being put through a certain amount of stress, a certain amount of struggle and turmoil, and I think that Kruger may relate to it.
Mm.
And it's a song I've been bumping for the last 2 weeks.
All right, so this one's for Kruger, man. I hope his pumpkin patch turns out all right.
Mm-hmm. you run this game. Both my hands are tied, afraid of thinking I dug my own grave. Ran with this strange and elusive, too afraid to lose it.
Come back to bed, come back to bed. come back to bed with me, come jump in the bed, jump in the bed with me, come back to bed with me, come jump in the bed, jump in the bed with me, come back to bed with me, come jump in the bed, jump in the bed with me, come back to bed with me, come jump in the bed.
Get up, 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 get up us and fighting, we should let it go. Let me know, feeling like I need you. I need for you to let me know. Nothing come between us, I need for you to let me know. Everybody looking for that special soul. Is it you? If you think it's true, need you let me know. Maybe let me know if you're feeling right. You can spend the night, we can go anywhere you like. Nothing got a price. I suppose that you wasn't quite the type who'd be doing it for sure. We can keep it on the low, take a load off. Soon as you walk up in the room, take your clothes off, bed to the floor. Baby, you know how it go. Nothing less and nothing more than what we make it consummating for a long time. To the condom breaking conversations in my head about some here. You got some commentary for a nigga. I ain't trying to be too forward with you, looking forward to you. Trying to spit a couple kids, maybe mortgage with you. Do it all to get you, so just let me know.
That's
all you, man. You finish.
Oh, you're listening to Funky Uncles. It's 3:41 here in Medford. You're listening to WMFO. I'm going to go ahead and read us a PSA. Well, actually, before I do that, I was going to say read us a PSA, but we've got some debriefing to do, I guess. We got Zan played us two tracks from Anderson .Paak's new one. Malibu just signed a Aftermath, right? Aftermath? Is that Dr. Dre's label?
Yeah, I think that's right. And he's been hot. He's been hot.
Mm-hmm.
His other project, No Worries, spelled NX Worries, all one word. With knowledge, spelled KNX, the rest of the word knowledge, really took off. They released an EP in December that was dope-alicious, one could say. And yeah, I wish I could play that, but there's too much language involved.
Right.
Maybe we'll do some knowledge tracks because he has some really nice production.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his solo from his solo record, his first solo record. No, second solo record. Sorry.
Right. That was Malibu. The first one was Venice.
Yeah.
It's both California.
Yeah.
Spots. I guess he's from California. I don't know.
I haven't
read his biography.
He's from LA.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
Part of the LA
scene.
I don't want to call it a renaissance, but it's you know,
there's a lot of
just
good
Vince
stuff.
Vince Staples also from LA. I guess this is, I don't know where XXYYXX is from. That was the second track. The instrumental track was by a producer called XXYYXX, who I know, and I think Xander probably also knows, mainly through being sampled by SZA on her song Child's Play with Chance the Rapper from 2014's Z, her debut album on Top Dog Entertainment.
TDE, if you will.
That was the sort of the meat. This track was called Red, and that one just came out at the end of last year. And that was on either side of that, we had Malibu tracks, Put Me Through in Your Prime, and then the last thing we heard was Vince Staples, another
Vince Staples.
California
Let Me
native.
Know, great song if you're throwing a party, you know, to get everyone jumping and dancing around. Apologize, there was a little bit of language in that, but you know, take it as it, you know.
This is why we're taking it upon ourselves to move to later times.
Yeah, we're moving, guys. You know, we're you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. that's Let Me Know, great song off of his most recent release, Summertime 06. Another album which I really didn't listen to when it came out and have recently started listening to and fallen in love with it. Once again, very explicit, so can't play any more of that at this time.
Right. I'm going to tell y'all about an organization called Food Not Bombs, which to me sounds like a good exchange.
I'm hooked.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, that was great, Joe. Thank you for that. Are we going to do a weather report today?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not. We don't have to do it right now. We can prep a little bit, or we can talk while we prep.
Yeah, no, why don't we play some more tunes for the folks, and then we'll circle back around toward the end of the hour.
This just in, the folks want tunes. Joe, you got anything? Do you even have any tunes?
I got tunes, that's for sure. It just depends on what kind of direction we're trying to take this, because I got tunes from this weird guy, Pearson Sound. Makes them pretty whack. Wacky. Whack has negative connotation. Wacky is neutral, in my opinion. And it's wacky in a good way, I think. So if we want to just play weird stuff...
That's cool.
We could also do this songwriter, Eleanor Friedberger, put out an album... who I know very little about her, but I listened to some tracks on it, and it's
would Saint Vincent follow it in a like decent way? Because I have a Saint Vincent song I want to play.
Let's find out. I'll play it. I think it's Saint Vincent has more like kind of angular,
yes,
rhythms and
very
stuff.
Angular.
This is less like that.
You play,
but we'll
it,
see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll determine while it's going whether or not it's suitable for our.
Our listeners.
It's 3:46. You're listening to Funky Uncles.
needles and the money in the ceiling. No need to thank me. I left it where you find it, beneath the oil of the Aegean Sea.
You won't be-
Funky Uncles WMFO in Medford. I'm Uncle Zan. And there's Uncle Joe.
And I'm Uncle Joe.
There he is.
Here I am.
We just heard a little singer-songwriter medley, and then a little knowledge to finish things off. But right now, it's time for the weather report. The weather report. What I can tell you folks is that there's some snow coming this week. Even tonight, there's some anticipated snow showers. 50% chance of precipitation with a low of 28 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, we can expect the snow. It's 90% chance of precipitation. 29 degrees will be the high. It's going to be pretty chilly. Low will be 19 degrees. On Tuesday, we're expecting even more snow. 32 is your high and 20 is your low with a 30% chance of precipitation. Looks like the bulk of the snow this week is going to be coming tomorrow, so get ready for that. That's all I got, Joe. It's going to get cold, though, later this week. Next weekend, expect a high of 18 degrees.
A high of 18.
And a low of 3.
Ugh. All right, well, thanks for warning me, at least.
The groundhog was wrong this year because I don't see any end in sight. But we got a little respite from the cold. I hated that. It was really horrible. I think it got everyone sick, too.
The cold or the respite?
No, the respite, because it was like 50 degrees, 60 degrees, last Monday.
And, you know, they don't really adapt to that in the academic buildings.
No,
including
they don't. So it was like super hot.
They're just like,
hot.
Oh, it's February. Just crank the heat up to 150. And it's terrible. It's horrible.
Joe, how does your mic smell today?
It smells like Febreze. It smells great.
Mine doesn't smell like anything. Joe, it's already 3:58. It's actually, we have 1 minute left. Savoir Faire is not going to be.
That's right. So we could play one more track, maybe bleed it over, or we could just get automation started a little bit early. I don't know. Sorry about that. Whatever. It happens. Excuse me. I messed up the music, but whatever. It's all right. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to close out this playlist. I'm going to say, hey, everybody. It's been great. It's been a great week.
It's been great, but it's time to spread our wings and fly the heck out of here.
Fly the heck out of here. We'll be back. So here's the thing. We've got some meetings this coming week with WMFO. My guess is probably one more Sunday in this time slot. And then